In the bluegrass world, musicians usually define themselves by how traditional they are, specifically the tradition of high and lonesome singing with a hard-driving sound. The string band Front Country does things a little differently, and with their latest music, they're trying some new things for a bluegrass group. Julie Height of member station WPLN reports.
The five members of Front Country are warming up for their record release show at renowned bluegrass club The Station Inn in their new home base of Nashville. No. They've never played most of these songs live before.
That's the only part, though. That's it.
All right, so 2, 3.
It wasn't a given that these musicians would wind up in anything remotely resembling a bluegrass band. Bassist Jeremy Darrow studied jazz. Leif Karlstrom trained as a classical violinist and still prefers that title to fiddle player. Mandolinist Adam Roskowitz also took a left turn from his musical education.
I went to school at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music and studied classical guitar.
The actual guitarist in the band, Jacob Groopman, did his share of exploring after college, too.
I was in an Afrobeat group for about 5 years, touring around in this, like, 10-piece kind of hippie Afrobeat band.
Likewise, singer Melody Walker got into world music and belted out roots rock. But bluegrass happened to be a musical interest they all shared. It brought most of them together at a monthly jam in San Francisco. Then they heard about a band contest at a bluegrass festival.
And we ended up winning that band competition. And the very next day, I made a website for the band because I thought maybe people would be Googling Front Country at that point, possibly.
From that point on, they were a serious band. The group made a mixtape reimagining songs by Don Henley, King Crimson, and the indie pop band Tune Yards.
If I represent the one that did this to you, then can away the part that represents the thing that scarred you.
Front Country does play traditional tunes, like the Carter Family song on the new album. Adam Roskowitz admits their arrangement makes The Storms Are on the Ocean sort of unrecognizable.
It's not so much to ruin it on principle with the rock music. You know, it's like we might be doing things differently, but at the heart of it, it's just good songs that we like and that we can get behind.
Most of the new material, though, is original. Melody Walker is the band's primary songwriter, and for the album, she submitted 20 songs to her bandmates for a vote. One called Good Looking Young People seemed an especially unlikely candidate.
When I wrote it, I had an iPad drum machine app that I was using, and so I had this beat that was kind of like this...
Super 808 sounding thing.
Yeah, it was like very Phil Collins, like, you know, In the Air Tonight.
The group decided to keep the rhythmic ideas and ditch the drum machine.
Just look around you, nobody looks the same. Just look around here, it's a young man's game. Good looking young people we are. Good looking young people we are.
Adam Roskowitz and his bandmates are more than capable of using traditional techniques on their instruments. They often choose not to.
We're always trying to do things we've never done before on our instrument. So I'll be listening to the song, we'll be working on the song, and I'll hear a synth line.
And he'll translate that pattern to mandolin.
Every time we touch, it feels like the first night. And every time we kiss, it feels like the last try.
All of the members of Front Country, including bassist Jeremy Darrow, actually listen to and respect music made with beats, samples, and electronic effects.
I think sometimes when people dismiss pop, one of the things they're dismissing is the craft aspect of it, you know, because obviously bluegrass and string band music requires an enormous amount of craftsmanship. I think one of the things that we put on display is, rather than an element to be dismissed, the craft of pop music is just as intricate as it is in any other style. And maybe that's a little clearer to see when we're playing it on wooden instruments.
At this point, they realize it's probably a stretch to call what they're doing bluegrass at all. String band pop is more like it. For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.